The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Kushner, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and author of Commerce on Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis discusses a yid entering a city sheyesh bei avodes kechavim. Now, what does it mean? A ear sheyesh bei avodes kechavim, a city that has avodah zarah. So Rashi learns it's talking about they're having their sheyoyim id yesh lebnei ear hayoyim avodes kechavim shebeir. They're having like their yirid. They're having their fear that is in affiliation with the avodah zarah. So therefore, you could do business out of the city, but you shouldn't go in the city. But it's a reference to not just you can't go into a city that has an avodah zarah. It's talking about this specific occasion that's taking place in the city. The Rambam famously writes as follows. The Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayos that I'm going to quote it. He says as follows: Lefikach, yedei alach shakol ir shel uma shahayilai ba beis tifla. Any city, he brings the Gemara, he brings the Mishnah that we just quoted, that ir sheyesh by avodes kechavim chutzal amoter. The Rambam learns that means if there's avodah zarah in the city, a yid is not allowed to walk into the city, and it's not referring because today is their yom yirid, their day that they're having this fear. But it means afilu b'lo yoyim yirid, even without their fear. And he says, lofikach, yedei lach shekol ir, it's known that any city, shel uma, shahayla beis tifla, that has a house of idol worship, a church, shuhu beis avodes kechavim, b'lo safik, without a doubt, oisa ir asa laver boy b'kavona, a person can't go into that city. A kol shekin lader boy, we can't go in, and he can't, kol shekin, for sure, he can't lader boy live there. Aval says the Rambam, Aval anachnu tachas yideihem ba'avoneseinu, that unfortunately we have no choice that we live under the control of the goyim. Seichem ba'artzim anusim. So he says that we have a din of anusim. We don't have a choice. If we can't live in a city with avodah zarah, then we can't live anywhere. And in Eretz Yisrael, they would eradicate avodah zarah. But since we're in Galus and we can't, so therefore we Midin Oynis, the Rambam says, we could be in a city with avodah zarah. Says the Rambam, v'himair dina kein, if that's the halacha with a city, meaning the Rambam is learning that the Mishnah is not saying a halacha, you can't really live in a city that has avodah zarah, what has a house of avodah zarah. Says the Rambam, v'himair dina kein, if the city is like that, kal v'chomer din bias. For sure, the halacha is b'negeya. Kavuchemer din bias base avodah zarah atzmai b'negir going into the house of avodah zarah, a house of idol worship. Shu asalonu kemat l'roisoi, it's kemat also to look at it avodah zarah. This is actually a separate issue to stare and to be nenev from avodah zarah. Says the Rambam v'kol shekein l'konisbay. For sure, a person cannot go into a house of avodah zarah. So even though some rishonim do not learn the Mishnah with that literal translation. That a city that has avodah zarah, you can't walk in. But the Rambam doesn't look like that, and the Rambam says the mele lahalacha about the person's not to walk into a base of avodah zarah, a house of idol worship. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, I wanted to discuss a few halachas about that. If you look in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideas and Kuf Mem Tes, the first shach brings down this Rambam Ladina, and he says that avodah a person the Rambam. What the Rambam writes is the halacha, and the person is not allowed to walk into a base of avodah zarah. And furthermore, we have a Ramah, and the Ramah says as follows: Chatzer, this is in Sif Beis, in Kuf Mem Tes, Chatzer shall have it kachavim. If there's a chatzer, a chatzer means you're not walking into the actual house of the avodah zarah, you're walking into the grounds of the avodah zarah, the courtyard of the avodah zarah. Yesh aymim the dina ki'ir shal avodes kechavim. Some say the chatzar, since you're not in the actual building, has a lacha like ir, like a city of avodes kechavim. Ubizman she'ein avodes kechavim miskavtsim sham, and therefore, the Ramah says, not passing like the Ramam, The Rambam learns that no matter what, you're really not allowed to be in a city of Avodah Zarah. Other Rishonim learns only talking about when they're having their kvutza and they're having their fear and they're having some sort of gatherings and meetings that's affiliated with Avodah Zarah, that's when you shouldn't be in the city. So the Ramah says, if a chatzar has a din of an ear, then it's also bizman she'ayv miskavtsim, or bizman she'ayna ayv miskavtsim, but the time when the goyim are not gathering in this base of Avodah Zarah, mutterly kanas. You're allowed to walk into the chatzar. That's what the Ramah says. Yeshem, says the Ramah, but yeshem, the bechol inyan asr, that a chatzar is more chamer than a city. A chatzar has a din of a base of Avodah Zarah itself. And a base of Avodah Zarah itself, the Ramah seems to be saying, it will be Aser. And the shaila is, does a chatzar have a din of the base of Avodah Zarah? Does the courtyard of the Avodah Zarah have a din of the Avodah Zarah, of the house of the Avodah Zarah? Or does it have a din of the general city? If it has a din of the general city, then you can be make like the Mishnah and learn that the Mishnah is not talking about just going into the city. Even the Rambam, who says Meikra, then it's also, he says Bizmanenu, nowadays it's, well, Anusim, we're forced, they have no choice, and therefore we live in a city of Rabbi Dazar. But a chatzar, to be in the courtyard, you have no heter, why would you have to be in the courtyard? So therefore it'd be Aser. Now the Shach, Paskins, when he says, Yesh Aimrim, the Bechol Indian Aser, it's not talking about when they're gathering. It's not talking about when there's anything, any festival going on. I mean, stop. You're not allowed to walk into the chatzar of an Avodah Zarah. And that's l'chura, that's how the Shach is paskin, l'chumra. So, Avada, we people know that you can't walk into a church. Now, if you go into Simen Kuf Nun, we see even further, and this is developed from a Gemara further on. The Gemara says, "Mitzvah is rachik b'derech halilim da'ad amas." A person, this is from a few different Gemaras later on about Zohar, that there's a mitzvah, a person to even keep da'ad amas away from about Zohar. Not even to walk in, but a person shouldn't even be by the entrance of the entrance of the about Zohar. He should keep away da'ad amas from the about Zohar. Now, sometimes there are shilas that come up b'negeya entering a house of Avodah Zarah, not chalila to have anything to do with the service of idol worship, but sometimes there was shilas in certain countries, maybe in this country, b'negeya they had voting booths in a church, and there's a question, are you allowed to walk in? So there's a few tshuvas, there's many tshuvas about this. I'm just going to quote one tshuva. And this tshuva is from the tshuvas van Haggis from Moshe Shtamach, and he writes in Chelek Beis and in Tav Yud. Yesh lahakol lahatvia im amakim habechir uhu bebeis alila. If there's a voting booth that's in a church, you're allowed to vote in that church. Because haygavna sheish pesach acher mehapesach shenichnes b'lutuma. And as long as you're not walking through the main entrance that people would walk in to do avodah zarah, so then you would, it's a side entrance, maybe it's like a basement entrance, straight into the basement. So then where he says, a person can be mekel. Ve'gam kashi'ef shalat zviya b'mokam ach, when the person has no choice, meaning there's no other option for him to vote in a different place. Now, what he's paskening is that since you're not going in, that has any shaykhis to the base of Avodah Zarah, using it for a completely different function, so he says you're allowed to walk in. Now, it's k'tzas tzorchim, why there would be a heter. If there are more paskins that to be in the chotzer, if a person's in the chotzer, and there are most clear over there that when he's in the chotzer, he's not in the chotzer to have any shaykhit Avodah Zarah at all, for whatever reason he's in the chotzer, because there are more even discusses if he's using the chotzer for a shortcut, different reasons. Afilu hachi, the Ramah says yesh oim, it's aser, and the Shach is mashma that it's also like a base of Avodah Zarah. So we see that the when we say a person can't walk into a base of Avodah Zarah, it's not just because he can't go into a base of Avodah Zarah because they're serving. It's a time of idol worship. Or you're in the base of Avodah Zarah when they're serving the Avodah Zarah, or you're going in there for some reason that you shouldn't be in there. When a person is going in a chatzar, He's not inside the base of Avodah Zarah. He's not serving the Avodah Zarah. He's not there in the time that they're serving the Avodah Zarah. Afilu Hachi, the Ramah says it's Aser. Why would going inside a base of Avodah Zarah to vote be any better than going in a base of Avodah Zarah itself for a reason other than to serve the Avodah Zarah? If you can't walk in the Chatzar, even to use it as a shortcut, the Ramah says, it's if you're just passing through, then you're only using it as a shortcut and you're not going there to be there, be'etzim, you're just going passing through. So then he says, yesh machmirim, but, and yesh mekilim, and he says, ba'al nefesh yachmir, even to use it as a shortcut. So Avada, if you're using a chatzar, using a mashal, a parking lot, of a church, you're cutting through a parking lot, and using it to just save time, the Ramah says, ba'al nefesh yachmir. So kosher came, and that's just using it for a zaitik reason, not using it for anything that has a shaykhis to the Avodah Zarah itself. And the Ramah's Asers in Simen Kuf Mem Tes, the culture came. You would think that it would be Aser to use it as a voting booth. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and Rav Moshe writes, Be'inyan, there was a shaila if they wanted to rent, now it's not clear, they wanted to rent a building near a church, but it's on the church grounds. And this is in Chelek Dalet Simen Mem. And he says, they wanted to use a gym. But ulam, which means a hole, hashayich lebeis tifl, which means, it sounds like, it's not clear if it's part of the building, but it's clearly a separate wing, and it's from the tshuva, it sounded like it was a building on the campus. B'makam she'ein bo shum tzuris klal. And in this gym, there's no tzuris, which means there's no crosses, there's no reminders of the Avodah Zarah itself. So Rav Moshe writes that avadah d'halach is its aser. Because there's a halacha, hirchik me'alea d'cheches u'minus. A person has to keep himself away from minus, mapikursis, and Avodah Zarah, avadah is included in them. And Cain, he says, adarav yesh lilmud lahayilodim sheyisrach misham. If the kids want to play, the mitzvah is to teach them to stay away from such a thing. Mishum shehu makam mishukitz. And he says, even if they need it for a yeshiva to rent this gym, which is etzel, I don't know what it means, etzel, and it's shayach to the church, he says they can't use it. And then there's another tshuva in Chelek Gimel Simen Ayin Zayin, which is actually talking about a yeshiva. The makom shel yeshiva ketana, the binyan ashayach lebeis Avodah Zarah. And over here, it's really clear, he's talking about a separate building near the Avodah Zarah, but it's been rented from the Avodah Zarah, Shal Neitzur. And he says, Pashat she'aser af lachshav davazet. Even think about such a thing as aser. V'af shehu binyan nifrad mibeis tzfil. Even though it's a separate building, so you have two freestanding buildings. One's a church, and one is a building on the campus of the church, or owned by the church, but it's next to the church. Kivan shehu samuch lebeis tiflis. Since it's next to the beis tiflis, since it's next to the church, he says, Chalila, that you should rent such a thing to a yeshiva to learn Torah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.